I am Barrington Brennan, counseling psychologist and marriage and family therapist with your daily relationship nugget. Many romantic relationships end because one partner is guilty of doing something that destroyed the relationship, which makes us conclude that the other partner is innocent. Is that really so? Too many partners get away with the innocent cry because the spouse has done the obvious, and that is, committed adultery or had an affair. Then you hear the innocent one exclaim, "I'm innocent. I did not break my marriage vow." The sad part about this picture is that although it might be true that one partner did have the affair, we often come to the conclusion that the innocent partner did no wrong. The other painful result is the innocent goes on living a well-respected life to the world because that one has done nothing wrong. I avoid coming to the conclusion that since a partner did wrong, we can all bear witness to, then the other partner is really innocent. Many partners have committed adultery after years of loneliness, abandonment, abuse, or not having their emotional needs met. This does not excuse the behavior, but it sure does not exonerate the innocent. The irony is that the innocent does look innocent in public. He or she is usually well-poised, gracious, kind, respectful, and well-mannered. However, no one sees the ugly side, the dark side, displayed at home. There are cases when even the children will vouch for their parents' innocence. This is unusual, and it's usually because the innocent knows how to camouflage the behavior with kindness, or the children are too young to understand what is happening. This is a deeply spiritual matter. The truth is, both the innocent and the guilty can be candidates for punishment in hellfire. However, many times it is the guilty spouse who is remorseful, repents of his or her wrongdoings, and goes on to live a godly Christian life in peace and happiness because his or her sins have been washed away by the blood of the Lamb. For their repentant guilty spouse, there is a crown of glory awaiting in heaven. Ironically, the so-called innocent spouse remains arrogant, self-righteous, proud, and stubborn, making him or herself a good candidate for hellfire. His or her relatives actually reinforce that self-righteousness because they refuse to believe that their sister, brother, son, or daughter would have done such wrong. Since it is the innocent spouse who never dropped from membership or loses his or her job because the church refuses to investigate both sides, the arrogance builds him or herself to the fact that looking around the dark corners of his or her heart is a cancer that will soon metastasize throughout the body, causing long and painful spiritual death. It is true that there will be surprises in heaven. Matthew 5:7 reminds us, "You hypocrite, first remove the beam from your own eye, and then you will see clearly enough to remove the speck from your brother's eye." For decades, I've been saying that unmet needs in a relationship makes one vulnerable to having an affair. Yes, no one goes looking for an affair, and most do not want to have an affair. It starts very innocently with a healthy friendship relationship. The partner feels comfortable with this new friend because he or she listens, is kind, and pays attention to his or her pain. Then the wounded spouse, who is seeking attention, wakes up one day to the realization that he or she is caught in the emotional web of a romantic encounter. Although it might be confusing at first, it feels good. The innocent partner may suspect or actually discover the questionable behavior and warns or argues with the wounded or guilty spouse. the innocent partner refuses to hear the pleas of inclusion and romance. The innocent partner comes home anytime, often very late at night, does not discuss where he or she has been, and in some cases does not get involved in sharing household duties. Many innocent partners are emotionally or physically abusive, utilizing perhaps one of the most subtle yet powerful forms of abuse, intimidation. It is as though the guilty has become the slave and the innocent the slave master. But we do not know that the well-behaved and respected spouse is a slave master or coal ice box in the home. We quickly throw stones at the one who did the terrible thing, the adultery, and never pause to question or challenge the one who appears to be innocent. Even family members of the innocent are often blind and provide biased support, criticizing the guilty partner, condemning and causing more emotional pain and frustration, some even causing the innocent partner to feel crazy. Yes, there are many partners who are truly innocent when the other partner violates a marriage vow, but far too many are not innocent. Our role is to help expose the truth, even if it is painful. We must stop preserving the good image of the family at the expense of the emotional health and destruction of a relationship. Are you innocent or guilty? Before you accuse or condemn your guilty partner, pause and take a look at your behavior. My concluding statement is one that should cause you to think. Here it is. The guilty may paint the room red, but the innocent bought the paint. Think about it. This has been your daily relationship nugget. I am Barrington Brennan, keeping a smile on your heart.